Že čula, čula te, i zdjela jak čenu, što ne slapilo ne. I šo vjera posteži, pomeže te mne, i zdjela jak čenu, što ne slapilo ne. Če čula, 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 če čula, čula te, i zdjela jak čenu, što ne slapilo ne. Dziewczę moje kochane, czy znajesz moi sny? Co ja tebe kocham i syną wyroję? Czy czuła, 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 czy czuła, czuła te? I zdjęła jak czyny, co nesła pyrohe? Dziewczyna je poczuła kozacki miejsce, to zrazu zaprosiła na świeży pyrohe. Če čula, 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 če čula, čula te, i zdjela jak čenu, što nesla pirohe. A te se iza lisu, zjale se porohe, pozak iz prljavu, schovaj se pujane. Če čula, 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 če čula, čula te, i zdjela jak čenu, što nesla pirohe. I jakie borohe, zjale sobie dziewczyny i syną pyrohe. Če čula, 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 če čula, čula te, i zdjela jak čenu, što nesla pyrohe. Pozar im zaplakam, pjeťačky borohe, vizbicom dziewczyny, vitajte pyrohe. Če čula, 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 če čula, čula te, i zdjela jak čenu, što nesla pyrohe. Če čula, 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 če čula, čula te, i zdjela jak čenu, što nesla pyrohe. Chula, 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 te. Is there a yak chula? Sho nesla pyrohe.
And that was a song that pretty much confirms the old adage that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Although the character in that song doesn't have much of a heart, it's pretty hard and cold. He turns down the love of a beautiful young maiden in favor of a bowl of pierogies. Go figure. Okay, well, it's a big bowl, but still, it's pretty heartless. But it's a traditional classic Ukrainian song, I Serom Perehe, performed for you by Kalena from Winnipeg. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», котра передається вам із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили прибути зі мною наступного дня послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос», Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie, your host, also known as Pavlina in Ukrainian circles. So glad to have you with me. Whether you're tuning in on shortwave, FM, or online, from Vilnius, Singapore, the United Kingdom, or wherever you are, vitayu, welcome. And I do hope you'll enjoy our time together here on Nash Holos. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian food flair, a potato salad that's just perfect now that barbecue season is here. Vasil Pavlovsky has another cultural capsule, and Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa will be by with another Chisnalove Did You Know feature. And we'll also have our Proverb of the Week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, the Kubasonics from Edmonton, and they've got a sort of signature song from their most recent CD, Big Beat Music, and that's being this is a Ukrainian program that's spelled B-E-E-T. And I'll let the group's lead man, Brian Cherwick, tell you all about this song.
Our first song on this CD is called Nix Kubasa. And we started out with this song because I was trying to think of a way to put the name of our band into a song. And I always kind of liked it when you heard other bands or artists who had their name in a song, Hey Bo Diddley or something like that. So we were kind of thinking of trying to, how do you could put Cubasonics into a song. And we kept saying Cubasonics, 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 Cubason. Figured out, hey, we could make a song about a guy making Cubasaw. So that's really how the whole thing came together. It was partly that. Partly this, the sound of the tune also came from thinking of these old kind of Western twangy guitar things like the solo in Ghost Riders in the Sky. And so in between the verses, you hear Jay playing that sort of twangy Telecaster solo. And that was really the sound I had in my head when I first started coming up with the tune for this song, Nick's Cubasaw.
Just do you, I'd see past. Rush, run,
One of the most recent groups to emerge from the Ukrainian music scene in Winnipeg, that was Zrada from their self-titled CD, and Dajte Meni Horilku, Give Me Whiskey. And there'll be lots of that in a couple of weeks, and they'll be at the Dauphin Ukrainian Festival, along with the Kubasonics, who you just heard before them. And if you don't have any plans for the August-long weekend and are looking for a good time, the Dauphin Ukrainian Festival is definitely going to fit the bill for you there. It is so much fun. It's set in the Writing Mountain National Park, its own little village about 10 miles out of town, and it's a beautiful outdoor amphitheater with the rolling hills in the background, and just lots of great food and lots of fun to have. Another group that's going to be there is Lustilka, Ukrainian Orthodox Choir and Orchestra from Saskatoon, and here they are now with a comical little number, kind of the Ukrainian version of Old MacDonald Had a Farm, a little bit ramped up. Here they are now, Lustilka with Kurochka, the chicken.
Yeah. дівка напалася, пала стачі і балася, а та теля, посомеля, а то і не б'ю-б'ю-б'ю, а та гуся, суся, суся, а та качка, ка-ка-ка-ка, а то деду, храма тупі, а та курка, ще батурка, моя курочка.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Finenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. Our recipe for today is a potato salad with Leoner sausage. I first experienced this salad in Ukraine in 2002 at my cousin Nadia's home. The salad is called Olivier. Yes, it sounds French, and I'm not sure how it came about to be a favorite, but the women of Ukraine have claimed it as their own and keep it close to their hearts. You're probably wondering why Leoner sausage is the main ingredient of the salad. Well, it is easily purchased in Ukraine and widely known around Europe. Leoner sausage originated in Lyon, France, and has come to mean almost any higher quality bologna that can be eaten cold. Leoner is made from salted pork. It is also called ring bologna, a 2-inch diameter, 18-inch long sausage that has been tied together at the ends to form a ring. Also, the European Union have applied restrictions to what may be labeled. Only potato flour may be used as a binding agent, and the amount of meat may not fall short of 40%. Olivier salad is perfect for special occasions like birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, funerals, and family visiting from afar. Although we Ukrainians love to throw a good party just to enjoy great food. I know you'll enjoy this salad. It has become a family favorite in my home any time of the year. Together, boil 3 potatoes and 3 carrots cut into halves. Cook until soft, about 12 minutes. At the same time, boil 6 eggs and peel them when cool. Cut the potatoes, carrots, and eggs into small cubes about the size of the tip of your baby finger and place in a large bowl. Cut 300 grams of Leoner sausage into the same size cubes. Leoner may be purchased at any supermarket, deli, or your favorite meat shop. Add 1 can of peas, drained well. Do not use frozen peas, it just does not taste the same. Finally, chop 1 large onion, red or white, and 3 to 4 sour pickles. Lightly toss ingredients together with 1 cup of mayonnaise or dressing of your choice. You may also use fat-free if you are counting calories. Mix until well coated. Salt and pepper to taste. Let sit for at least 1 hour, then serve. It makes about 10 servings. До побачення and смачного!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Finenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. brother and sister duo from Manitoba. That was Ann Pluskatch and Bill Shcherbatyuk from their most recent CD release, Vecher Evening. And that was a song called Oi Tatiana. And up next, another brand new release. This is something a little bit different, though. You may have heard me say from time to time on the program that there is nothing as joyful as hearing children sing. And I've got a whole whack of them for you. This is a CD that came in the mail, and I'll have to thank, both the person that sent it, Vera Kulitsky, and also the instigator, Roman Kostic of the group Pravit. This is a group of school children from the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky Ukrainian School in Montreal. Now, Vera is the teacher, the music teacher at this school, and where there are about 100 students ranging in age from 4 to 17. And the singers on this recording range in age from 4 to 13. And you can get the CD through Bohdan Timits at Yevshan, or you can contact the school directly. The cost of the CD is just $15. And you can get the address details on the Nash Holos blog. Here they are now, the students of the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky Ukrainian School of Montreal, with an Ivasyu classic, Vodorai, Dance of the Water Fountain. Cultural Heritage Village in Alberta is celebrating the 150th anniversary of Dr. Joseph Olesko's birth as part of this year's Ukrainian Day celebrations. Who was Dr. Joseph Olesko? Well, in 1895, he toured Canada with a plan of organizing groups of homesteaders from present-day Western Ukraine and sending them here to Canada. The first group arrived in April 1896 aboard the SS Christiania and settled in the Edmonton district in early May. Olesko will be honored, as will descendants of this first group of settlers. If you or someone you know is a descendant of this group, please contact the Alberta Ukraine Genealogical Project at 780-431-2324 or email ab-ukraine.genealogy@gov.ab.ca. More information, including a list of the names of the settlers, will be available on the Nash Holis blog.
Я на верховину ставив за співаю, дуже файне мені жити у совєтським краю. Через гори, через ліс летіла дозуля. Піду я на Аргінгун, проголосую. Ей, забава, трохи того рана. Вигуляйте сили, стопечку старне жури. Добре попрацює, новим не збудує. Нашим рідним це резерв. Раз, два, три, хулєра.
Was Bratia Hadyukina, the Viper Brothers from Ukraine, with our blast from the past, and that is from a cassette recording called Rock and Roll Dorana, and the number was Hey Zabava Vesesaru, a bit of a biting satire on life in the Soviet Union. And the recording was released in 1989, and although the release of the album coincided with the fall of the Berlin Wall, not sure exactly the timing, but no doubt the song was written and certainly inspired by times prior to that. And unfortunately, seems a lot of contemporary Ukrainians, modern-day Ukrainians, strangely want to go back to that time. Maybe they need to listen to Nash Holis and to this song and give their heads a shake. At any rate, if you understand Ukrainian, you will have caught the nuances there in the song and the lyrics themselves. But if you're not Ukrainian, I'll just give you a little bit of a heads up. You will have heard a recurring refrain there, Raz, dva, tre, cholera. And that actually is a swear word. The word is cholera, actually, and that's a swear word because that was a terrible disease. A lot of people got sick, and it was common, and so it became a swear word. And raz, dva, trez, one, two, three, so the interesting thing is cholera sort of rhymes with chotera, which means four, so that'd be one, two, three, four. In this case, one, two, three, cholera, or one, two, three, swear. So a little Ukrainian lesson for the Ukrainian impaired. Why is it always that when you don't know a language, somebody tries to teach you something, it's always a swear word? Sorry about that. But it was an interesting song, and I hope you enjoyed it. Up next is Vasel Pavlovsky with something a little more refined, Cultural Capsule.
Hello, I'm Vasel Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. A number of years ago, while I was still living in Kyiv, Ukraine, a good friend of mine from Sydney, Australia, said to me in her charming accent, "Vasel, I have some good friends coming from Oz that you just have to meet." After learning more about them, I asked her to bring them to our next Rotary Club meeting, as it would be interesting for our membership to hear the story of a man who has kept a Ukrainian tradition alive down under. Due to the Second World War and the politics of Joseph Stalin, Ukrainians ended up strewn all over the face of this earth. Not unlike others, this week's persona's parents were amongst those displaced persons at the end of the war. Our persona was born in Kalden, Germany on July 2, 1946, only to relocate with his parents and sister as a child to New South Wales, Australia, arriving on the passenger liner Goya in November of 1950. He grew up in Newcastle, and then, to further his professional career as a musician, he moved to Sydney in 1966, where he studied electrical engineering, though he also received his musical education in classical guitar, music theory, composition, and vocal training. Petro Deryazhny began to play the bandura at the age of 10, taught by his father Fedyr, a master bandurist and bandura craftsman who had survived Stalin's purges of the 1930s. After arriving in Sydney, Petro visited a friend of his father's from Ukraine, Yehori Bajul, from whom he studied the Kharkiv style of bandura starting in 1968. Not long after, he composed some of his first pieces and began to write arrangements for the Kharkiv style of bandura for traditional songs. And by 1971, his guitar playing lost out to the bandura when Petro became the artistic director of the Hnat Khotkevich, Ukrainian Bandurist Ensemble of Sydney. 10 years later, Petro and his wife Mila joined the Boyan Choir in Sydney, and at the sudden passing of the choir's conductor in 1983, Petro was appointed to replace him. With a lack of material for the Kharkiv-style bandura, Petro did most of his own arrangements. This included both traditional Ukrainian pieces, as well as works by contemporary artists such as Bob Dylan, John Denver, Pete Seeger, and others. During his visit to Kyiv, when I met him, Petro was also invited to a Canadian friend of mine's party, where he not only performed some traditional Ukrainian compositions, but also managed to get a group of over 15 people to join him for Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind. I'm Vasel Pavlovsky, and this week's featured artist, Australian Petro Deryazhny, who with his wife Mila will be performing at the Dauphin Ukrainian Festival this year.
the Chodkiewicz Bandurist Ensemble, who you just heard about, performing an original composition for you, Kobza I Pisnia, the Bandura and a Song, and that was an original composition. The words were by Anatoly Urinyak, and the music by Petro Deryashny. Up next, Okean Elze from Ukraine with a fairly recent composition. This was released a couple of years ago. It is along the lines of that biting satire again about life in contemporary Ukraine, now post-Soviet Ukraine, and it is called Veseli Chase, Happy Times.
Веселі, брати, часи настали, нове майбутнє дарує день. Чому ж на небі так мало сонця стало, чому я далі пишу сумних пісень? Чому ж на небі так мало сонця стало, чому я далі пишу сумних пісень? Веселі, брати, часи настали, ми наближаємось до мети. Чому ж тоді я шукаю іншу стежку, чому я далі з ними не хочу йти? Чому ж тоді я шукаю іншу стежку, чому я далі з ними не хочу йти? Часи настали, на грудях світить нам слави знак, нам очі ніжно закрили, губи медом змастили, душу кинули просто так. Нам очі ніжно закрили, губи медом змастили, душу кинули просто так. Душа покинулась та й питає сама у себе, чому одна? Немає в кого спитати золото замість тата, замість мами глуха стіна. Немає в кого питати золото замість тата, замість мами глуха стіна. Стало, кудись поділися голоси. Часи веселі настали, нас лишилось так мало, ну їх брати, такі часи. Часи веселі настали, нас лишилось так мало, ну їх брати, такі часи.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Edward Dmytro Bajda was the first Canadian Chief Justice of Ukrainian descent, as well as the youngest ever to be appointed Provincial Chief Justice? Ed Bajda served as Chief Justice of Saskatchewan for 25 years, and he was the longest-serving Provincial Chief Justice. He made important contributions to public policy and to issues affecting the administration of justice throughout Canada. Throughout his legal and judicial career, Ed Bajda was also engaged in community work and was a strong supporter of the arts. He was chosen as B'nai B'rith Citizen of the Year, and he received the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress Nation Builders Award. Ed Bajda also received honorary degrees and was chosen as one of the 100 alumni of influence over the entire history of the University of Saskatchewan at the time of its centennial. Ed Bajda died recently, and his friend and colleague, the well-known and respected law professor Ed Ratushny, in his eulogy, noted also Ed Bajda's egalitarianism, his intellectual curiosity, and his sense of humor.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holis listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com.
You're listening to Nash Holis Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network.
Чи були гості, які були гості у моєму домі без мене?
Чи були гості, які були гості у моєму домі без мене?
Бумо менько і села, а вонерко хутора. А ти же Михайло, милишко, не байло.
from Lutsk, Ukraine, that was the Volyn Ukrainian Folk Ensemble with Halyu. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's NASHHOLOS. Well, our time together is coming to a close, so before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Той матеріал, що не гнеться, то злометься. And our proverb of the week translates as, whatever doesn't bend will break. And that takes us to just about the end of our program. So I'll leave you with another signature sign-off polka, the Ukrainian old-timers from Winnipeg with the Farmer's Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.